Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Not so long ago, listening to music was such a simple pleasure. You heard a song you liked, perhaps even on the radio, and then you went to the store and you bought it. Well, then along came downloads, and now it's streaming. And even veteran artist Snoop Dogg, who just couldn't figure out how to download Jay-Z's new album 444, had problems. He said, quote, "I wanted to shoot a shout out to Jay-Z saying he dropped another mother up hot album, but you know what? I don't got Tidal, so somebody had to bootleg it to me." Well, the 45-year-old Snoop is no stranger to technology, but mastering the artist's own streaming service was just beyond him. He said, quote, "I'm on iTunes, and I don't understand that other stuff. Y'all got to explain it to me. I went to iTunes looking for the album and couldn't find it, but my homie sent it to me," which really means, yes, Snoop had to bootleg it like some other folks. By the way, Tidal on Friday and Saturday was the most downloaded app for iPhones in the United States, jumping 163 places from Thursday, according to tracking service App Annie. And in other music news, Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks have decided to bury the hatchet. Ooh, well, that's new, because you know those girls been fighting since 2011. But as of last month, it appears they've worked things out when Banks reposted a note from Azalea on her Instagram public service announcement saying, "Azalea's going to be on DD. We are collaborating," read the other Azalea Snapchat. "Burn your wigs now or preserve them in your freezer for a release date." Well, that's truly an unexpected collaboration. You know what? I think maybe the two of them will be able to build off of each other's creativity and produce something really positive. I just love it when ladies collaborate. And sadly, we have lost another great person, John Blackwell Jr., who was the late Prince's drummer for 15 years. John died last week at the age of 43. After a year-long battle with brain tumors. Now, the talent percussionist passed away peacefully in the company of his wife, Yuriza Blackwell, who announced the sad news on Instagram. She said, "Thank God for his life and thank God for everyone and their support." The South Carolina-born musician underwent two brain surgeries and extensive rehabilitation at a Tampa General Hospital after tragically losing the use of his left arm and leg while performing in Japan. During his illustrious career, John toured with the likes of Patti LaBelle, Justin Timberlake, D'Angelo, and Utada Hikaru. Blackwell picked up the instrument at age 3 thanks to his drummer father, John Blackwell Sr. He played with Mary Wells, King Curtis, Joe Simon, J.J. Jackson, The Drifters, and The Spinners. Our condolences go out to the family. Boy, we've lost a lot of people this year. I hope this is it. We've had enough of that. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.